This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said to attend swearing in ceremony of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres invites Prime Minister Dahal to participate in Summit of the Future Conference. Nepal government recalls envoys of 11 countries including India and US. House of Representatives endorses security printing bill. An Israeli strike on a UN school in Gaza reportedly kills at least 35 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda is set to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Government spokesperson and Communication Minister Rekha Sharma said a cabinet meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simalabad today approved the Prime Minister's India visit. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is likely to take oath for third successive term in office on Sunday. BJP-led National Democratic Alliance NDA won a successive third term in office in the results of Lok Sabha elections declared on the 4th of June. However, there is no official confirmation yet of the date of the oath-taking ceremony. Meanwhile, the government has also decided to recall Nepal's ambassadors to India, the United States, the UK, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, South Korea, Malaysia, Spain, Portugal, Denmark and Israel. Government spokesperson Sharma further said that the cabinet meeting also discussed about keeping state mechanism ready to face monsoon-induced disasters. The House of Representatives has endorsed the security printing bill today. The meeting of the House held today passed the proposal presented by the Communication and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma seeking the endorsement of the bill. The meeting of the House of Representatives also approved the proposal seeking consideration on the Appropriation Bill 2024 with the majority. Finance Minister Barsamanpun presented the proposal seeking consideration on the bill. Responding to lawmakers' queries during the theoretical discussion on the appropriation bill, the Finance Minister clarified that the bill was tabled to authorize the spending of the Federal Reserve Fund for the services and works and to allocate the amount for the next fiscal year. Likewise, the House of Representatives meeting today endorsed the proposal seeking consideration on the bill relating to banks and financial institutions' First Amendment. Responding to the queries raised by the lawmakers, Finance Minister Poonam said the bill aimed to efficiently manage and regulate banks and financial institutions based on national and international financial systems. Similarly, the House of Representatives also approved a proposal seeking ratification of a framework agreement related to the membership of the International Solar Alliance. Meanwhile, during a special session of the House of Representatives today, parliamentarians drew the attention of the government on various contemporary issues. The government has marked the beginning of the attestation process of the demand paper relating to foreign employment through online today. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Naren Kajis Rester marked the beginning of the verification process at a function organized today at the Department of Consular Services. In the first phase today, the service was commenced from the Embassy of Nepal in the United Arab Emirates. The Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister said online demand attestation service would gradually be started from other diplomatic missions as well. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Affairs Minister Ravi Lamisana has stressed the need for common platforms comprising all political parties to manage the catastrophic disasters. Addressing an interaction program with the political parties entitled Pre-Monsoon Preparedness and Response held in the ministry today, Home Minister Lamisana emphasized on making a common platform to minimize the probable risk of the catastrophes. The Home Minister also urged all the political parties to provide the name list of the trained human resources who could be deployed during the time of relief and rescue efforts. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has invited Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda to participate in the Summit of the Future conference to be held in September. According to Manohari Timal Sinha, the press expert of the Prime Minister, the resident representative of the United Nations in Nepal, Hana Singha, met the Prime Minister today and handed over the invitation letter of the Secretary General Guterres. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A delegation from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, called on Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon in Simhadrabad today. The delegation is led by Dr. Tidiane Kinda, the Deputy Division Chief for the Asia and Pacific Department and the IMF Mission Chief for Nepal. According to the Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting, the two sides discussed the allocation of the fourth installment of loan assistance under the extended credit facility to Nepal. During the meeting, Dr. Kinda said the review of the facility for Nepal was about to complete and the remaining amount would be released soon. He praised Nepal's efforts in advancing its financial and monetary policy and maintaining fiscal discipline. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin, now an international news update. An Israeli airstrike on a UN school packed with hundreds of displaced Palestinians in central Gaza has reportedly killed at least 35 people. The BBC quoted local journalists as saying that a warplane fired two missiles at classrooms on the top floor of the school in the urban Nusayrat refugee camp. Video showed the destruction and a number of bodies. Israel's military claimed that it had conducted a precise strike on a Hamas compound in the school and killed many of the 20 to 30 fighters it believed were inside. However, Gaza's Hamas-run government media office denied the claim and accused Israel of carrying out a horrific massacre. Now some sports update. Nepal and the United Arab Emirates, the UAE, are playing the qualifiers match under the FIFA World Cup 2026 today. The match will be played at the Prince Mohammed bin Fahd Stadium in Dammam of Saudi Arabia at 9:45 PM Nepal Standard Time. Earlier, Nepal had lost to the UAE by 4-0 in the match played in the UAE. Nepali squad is led by goalkeeper Kiran Chamjong. Now the general of the forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi Province, Bagmati Province and Gondagi Province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said to attend swearing in ceremony of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres invites Prime Minister Dahal to participate in Summit of the Future Conference. Nepal government recalls envoys of 11 countries including India and US. House of Representatives endorses a security printing bill. An Israeli strike on UN schools in Gaza reportedly kills at least 35 people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.